This is CPR News and KRCC. I'm May Ortega. Douglas County and the Tri-County Health Department have postponed their divorce for a year. An agreement announced Tuesday will help keep Douglas County in the shared network until the end of 2022. During that time, the county south of Denver will have greater control over health orders, but residents will still get core services through Tri-County. Douglas decided to leave the shared health department earlier this month in a dispute over face coverings in schools. Less than 1% of Colorado's K-12 students are signed up for the state's weekly COVID-19 testing program, but closer to 20% of kids need to be tested in order for the program to be effective at catching outbreaks. Governor Polis urged more schools to sign up.
We hope the demand increases for particularly the school testing program, which is federally paid for and can serve 10 times as many kids as it currently serves if people would opt into it.
The program provides testing supplies and staffing if needed to administer tests, but the school must get parental consent to test students. 600 schools are interested. So far, more than 400 are working to set up testing. Colorado's Attorney General and Denver's City Attorney are both part of a group of state and local officials calling for tougher standards for vehicle emissions. The group filed comments earlier this week with the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency. The EPA is proposing to make greenhouse gas emission standards for passenger cars and light trucks more stringent for 2023 and later model years. Eastbound Interstate 70 will close in Glenwood Canyon overnight tonight and tomorrow night. CDOT crews are rebuilding a retaining wall that supports the highway. It was damaged in a devastating debris slide this summer. This is CPR and KRCC.